Hi, Mama. Today we're talking about a different kind of mum guilt. The guilt that you feel about not contributing financially as a stay-at-home mum. So, of course, it makes sense that we'd want to take some of the pressure off our partners. And, of course, it makes sense that we might want to lessen our guilt for spending, whether that's on our kids or on ourselves, by bringing in that extra money. But it also makes sense to take a moment to pause and remember that you made the decision to become a stay-at-home mum, knowing that you would no longer be earning and knowing that you would still be spending. Now, that doesn't mean that you're tied to that decision forever. We're allowed to change our minds anytime we want to, and circumstances change, including financial circumstances. But it's always worth taking a look at why that guilt has come up for you now, before deciding what you want to do about it. So let's dive in. Hi, Mama, and welcome to Stay at Full Motherhood. Do you want to be present with your kids and light yourself up pursuing your passion without adding more to your plate? Are you tired of waiting for one day when to finally have time for you? Are you sick of making decisions dictated by your to-do list and still struggling to get it all done? I'm Jo, mum of three and life coach for stay-at-home mums, and I spent 7 years telling myself everything else had to get done first before I could start the blog I'd always wanted. I believe there just wasn't enough time for me, and that even if there was, I'd struggle to have the energy and focus to do it anyway. Until I found a way to stop being busy doing all the things and instead prioritise getting what matters done. And now I'm sharing what I've learned with you. So take a deep breath in, remind yourself you're worth the effort, and breathe into your knowing that you are capable of everything you decide you want for yourself. Let's go. So today I'm going to offer that the guilt that you feel for not contributing financially as a stay-at-home mum is not about the money at all. There is a gap here, but it's not monetary. And I'm saying this from the assumption that your standard of living is roughly the same as back when you and your partner decided to go down to the one income. So the gap here is rather between your expectations of stay-at-home motherhood and your reality as you now live it. Some part of you does want more, but that's not necessarily more of what can be bought with money. Although we often jump to that conclusion because in our minds, money generally equals more freedom. So the freedom to live where we want to live, to get the help we might want with the day-to-day, to not be tied to your partner's schedule, or their ability to bid the vacation when the kids are off school, which is always a struggle for us with my husband being a pilot. And that more that we're longing for might not yet be clear to us what exactly it is or what it actually looks like. But one thing that is clear is that a desire can only exist in the space of absence. So something that you want does not yet exist in your life as you're currently living it. And this is why I think the resentment we often feel as stay-at-home mums towards our partners is such good information. Information that we can be using for our own benefit instead of just suffering under it. Because our resentment, rather than being representative of true anger, instead reveals our longing for the things we think our partner has that we don't yet have. So perhaps that's the freedom to come and go as they please, or the willingness to put themselves first when they need time away, or the ability to relax when there are still things that should be done around the house. So when people say that we should surround ourselves with others who represent who we ultimately want to become, just note that there are some traits of your partner that you do want to emulate in some way, even as you're telling yourself in anger that you'd never want to be like them because they just don't help out. So is this really true, or can you just not see the ways that they do help because you're not willing right now to try to help yourself? I mean, it is possible that you could allow yourself to do some of the things that they do for themselves. But are you doing it? Or could you take on their more laissez-faire attitude in some areas of your life at home? Or are you telling yourself that everything at home would just fall apart if you really did do this? is this really true? Or is it possible that you tell yourself this because you're afraid to try something new or to put yourself out there in the world in some new way? This is, of course, totally normal. Our brains do not want us to change and will fight us on this tooth and nail by coming up with every imaginable thought about why we shouldn't do something different to what we normally do. Our brains are only trying to protect us. They have tons of evidence that when we do exactly what we're doing now, we survive very well. Unfortunately, they have zero evidence that when we do the thing we long to do, then we'll be just fine too. But of course, we will be fine no matter what happens. Whether we love the thing that we're trying out or whether we hate it, whether we succeed at it or whether we fail, we will always have our own backs and be okay. And our kids will be okay too. In fact, we can argue that us not doing what we long to do would actually be more detrimental to our kids than us going for what we want. There's a famous Carl Jung quote around this that goes, "The greatest burden a child must bear is the unlived life of the parents." I also know from many of my clients that we also have this fear that we won't have the energy to do what we long to do either. But again, this is that fear talking, because your longing is actually what gives birth to your creativity. If you really want to do something, then you will always, always find a way to make it happen. That creativity that you then foster, first by finding a way to do what you want to do, and secondly, in the actual activity that you choose for yourself, is not something that's ever going to zap your energy. It's instead going to feed it, and you're going to find that that creativity then becomes your rest. So as a time hacker coach, the concept that I love the most is that your rest is simply you not resisting the moment you're in. And when you're in your creativity, you are being your authentic self. You're following the gifts that are unique to you. You're not resisting yourself in any way by telling yourself that you're just not good enough and that you should be doing better in your life at home. And this is really what happiness comes down to in the end. Having a life where you admire yourself just as you are, where you're not racing to always get to somewhere else better, but are willing instead to be with the uncertainty of where you are now, feeling the full range of human emotions and knowing that while you're never going to be able to control the waves that you experience in life, you can learn to surf them by being willing to step forward in curiosity to take the ride. Okay, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you would like coaching on building your self-esteem so that you can do what you want to do alongside your motherhood, then please sign up for a free discovery call at my website, joyfulmamacoaching.com. That's joyful with two L's, mama is M-A-M-A. Okay, it's time for me to go dance in the kitchen to this week's song, which is Feels Like Home by Camp. I hope that you'll go play it and dance to it too. Till next Tuesday, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.